This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. In sports news this week, Peter Forsberg, arguably the biggest name in hockey, was acquired by the Philadelphia Flyers. Now, this might not seem like such a big deal, but it marks a seminal moment in hockey history. In order to afford Forsberg, the Flyers had to dump one of their star players, center Jeremy Roenick. It's the result of salary caps, and those were negotiated last season after the players went on strike. Ironically, one of the most vocal supporters of the salary cap for hockey players was the dumped Roenick.
We had to go through a whole year to realize all the bull that was going on through the whole year and not to realize that we just had to get a game on the ice.
Because of the strike, the entire season was canceled, but there was a silver lining for a band called the Zambonis, which sings only about hockey. The strike was good for them, says band member Dave Schneider.
People were just in need of some sort of hockey fix, so we sort of filled this void that people had, and we ended up having our busiest year ever as a hockey band. And we ended up getting flown to Latvia. We were writing a piece for the Hockey News. We're playing all these hockey arenas for the minor leagues.
And to remember the lost season, they wrote this song called Just Play.
So let's all do what we did when we were just little kids and just play.
Schneider says hockey's not for everyone, but for him, that's precisely what makes it great.
I always say, hockey to me and to most of America is a cult sport. And it's never going to be a NASCAR or the NFL.
That's right. Hockey's no NASCAR, not in its popularity and certainly not in its TV ratings. In the past decade, hockey's TV ratings have gone from underwhelming to almost invisible. And this past May, ESPN passed on buying the rights to the sport, leaving it with no national U.S. cable distributor. For Schneider, though, experiencing hockey was never about seeing it on TV. Americans, he says, should go out and see it live.
You got to go to one game and they'll see the speed of the game. They'll see the finesse of the game. Everybody, you know, I went to a hockey game and a fight broke out. It was great. That has nothing to do with it. Fighting is a small part of the game. To watch the game, I mean, my father tells me when he goes to a hockey game, he feels like he's at a ballet.
Schneider says for hockey to burst back onto the American scene, it needs another superstar like Wayne Gretzky. Some say the next great one could be the Pittsburgh Penguins' new 17-year-old phenomenon, Sidney Crosby. But Dave Schneider isn't getting too excited about him yet, though he does have tickets for an upcoming Penguins-Islanders game.
Yes, yes, yes.